Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar D. Vinyasi Production.
To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Well, it's like this.
Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com. Good morning, TBV. Welcome back to another morning edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Catch us live every morning right here at 9 a.m. according to Michael Gross in Indiana. I'm going to jump out to him in a bit, but we have some alarming news, some disturbing news, shocking, crazy. Woke up to some weird shit this morning. I mean, Mayweather has been in the news before for MMA type of shit. You know, Conor, Magomed, or whatever the hell his name is. Don't help me, Mike. But whatever the dude that whooped Conor's ass name is, right? So it's not like seeing Floyd say he's going to fight someone in the MMA thing. You know, world is odd, but waking up to an entire press conference, waking up to an entire fight announcement is insane. Like, I'm assuming the bag is so fucking big, he doesn't even care about U.S. coverage. Mind you, he knows that the U.S. is going to cover. But we're here to talk this strange occurrence, an announcement by Floyd Mayweather Jr. A Japanese press conference was held today in Japan with one Tenshin Nasuwakawana or some shit like that. Shwakwana? I don't know. We'll get Jeffrey on it a little bit later. But Floyd is in some sort of a boxing MMA fight.
Nasukawa.
No rules have been announced yet, so we're not 100% sure if it's mixed martial arts, if it's, you know, kicking, no kicking involved. There are rumors circling the internet that it's a full-blown MMA, no legs allowed. Floyd wearing MMA gloves on his official Instagram with the Ryzen Promotions logo on them. So much to discuss. Mike, talk to me.
I speak it. Believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over. Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in. BoxingWiz.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, baby? We back with another one. TBV in the morning, 9 o'clock every day. Check us out. But look here, man. Floyd Mayweather back. Biggest name in combat sports back, the biggest name in boxing back, the biggest name in MMA is back. No matter what nobody say, this guy say one thing, the whole comeback world flip on his head. He says, I'm back. I don't give a fuck who's against. Oh, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch him fight him. I know he's, why is he fighting Japan? It don't matter. They got the bag over there. He's 40 years old. Ali did it. Everybody else do it. They have a farewell tour. Why Floyd can't do it? Why is everybody mad at Floyd for getting money? Why are you mad at another man for getting money? But here, hey, we'll talk about it.
Keep it going, bro. Who's mad? What have you been reading?
Bro, I got it. You ain't seen the chat? The pre-pro chat? Javier? Ron? I mean, not Ron, but Rob? Oh, this is shit. Why would he even fight this fucking midget guy? This is shit. I don't want to see him fight a fucking MMA fight. Come on, bro. If you don't want to watch it, you ain't got to watch it. Floyd is doing this purposely, putting it on Japan, and he's making the U.S. cover it. We go to bed at 10:30, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and a damn story comes out about Floyd having a press conference over in Japan about a
care to tell us. Like, we didn't even receive official press.
That's what I'm saying. So the bad got to be good. The bad got to be good. If everybody who's making fun of me when I said, oh, Floyd might have a deal with some Japanese billionaires or something, and might have a fight coming up or something like that. You guys, you and Ron laughed at me. Why would Floyd do business with a Japanese billionaire? Who has enough money to buy?
You wanted to get the sound bite. I don't remember saying none of that.
I get it. I definitely get it. You lucky we do so many fucking shows that I don't know what episode that was.
Yeah.
But anyway, how did you receive it? How did you wake up to it?
I received it, and immediately I was like, what the fuck is this? And who's this Japanese version of Chris Brown? You know, I couldn't believe, like, I woke up very early, 5 o'clock in the morning. I seen the news. I didn't even bother clicking on it. I thought it was bullshit. I thought it was bullshit. You know, I didn't think there was a full blown an hour press conference, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what the fuck was going on. Like, I thought I woke up in a dream, because no Ellerby, some other strange black bald man, same complexion, with aviator glasses as well, also with a suit, but it wasn't Ellerby.
It was an Ellerby clone, huh? There's something going on in that motherfucker. I don't know.
Some strange different version of Ellerby was standing to the right of Floyd. And I mean, look, Floyd usually looks the way that he looks today on our thumbnail when he's in camp.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why I look from it too. Like, damn, Floyd ain't got his mustache shaving. He ain't got his really, you know what I'm saying?
He looks old in the press conference. He's got to get that shit shaped up. I know that don't mean nothing at all, but yo, he got to get that shit shaped up, especially for a press conference. Now, I want to speculate. I want to speculate a little bit, but before we do that, I think that we should read whatever facts you have from the ESPN article, because this is more official than official. This is real. This is happening. And while you find that, I just want to throw a little bit of speculation out there so that people could get their minds and engines going, right? It's like, are we going to have to pay for this? Is this free on Showtime and pay-per-view out there to the Japanese? When Xu Shiming fought in China, we didn't have to pay. Do we have to pay for this?
I doubt we'll pay for anything. The fact that he even bothered doing a U.S. press tour or a U.S. announcement tells me that we won't have to pay for it at all. But as far as the weight classes and rules, we'll talk about that said for Mayweather, who dressed in the red, white, and blue, blah, blah, blah. There's no weight. The weight class hasn't been decided yet. The rules haven't been decided yet either, but there are rumors that there will be no kicking, no elbowing. Damn. Hold on, I just lost my damn spot. Sorry. Dead air.
Well, I was actually waiting for you there, good buddy. But, I mean, listen. Mayweather is going to be fighting in the Rising Fighting Federation. December 31st is the official date. The guy's name is...
Here we go. Sorry.
Tenshin Nashu... Kawawa Nashuaka, and they're going to be fighting in a 37,000 seat stadium. It's a super arena in Japan, and you know what? The reason I'm not that upset about this is because it's like, finally someone's being a world champion. You know what I mean? Don't only fight at home. You know, Ali, fight internationally. You know what I'm saying? It sucks that the first time he fights in a 37,000 seat arena, it's not going to be for Americans who've been paying for his fucking lifestyle all his life.
Can't afford it.
But it's going to be out there. 37,000 people can do it out there.
Man, Ford a fucking genius, bro. He's a fucking genius, man. This guy make one announcement in a fight and in a background and in a discipline that he has no background in. You know what I'm saying? He makes one announcement in the whole world, from ESPN to boxing scene to us to every fucking publication has fucking covered this shit. Like, hey, Floyd's back.
I mean, dude, he's Floyd Mayweather, bro.
I know, but it's like, it's so fucking strategic that it came out on a Sunday night or early Monday morning, and every day off the fucking press Monday morning. You know what I'm saying? So the fucking the planning of it and the placement of it, fucking smart as fuck, bro. Smart as fuck.
I mean, in retrospect, it's like, yo, he was kind of throwing shade at Canelo, but already, obviously, something of this magnitude, he had already had this in the works.
Got his name back popping by throwing shade at Canelo, and they started, and the momentum from that, and this right here, I mean, just keep his name relevant. I mean,
on his official Instagram, he posted the Rising MMA gloves, and I'm wondering, is he really going to use those?
Oh, yeah.
And if he uses those, are they allowed to, like, grapple? Can they hold boxing clinch, or are they allowed to grapple? Because, you know, these fingertips are out. Floyd's not used to that. What if this Japanese guy pokes him in the eye?
Can't poke people in the eye, bro. That's not a part of
it. With your fingers out, you could get poked by accident.
I'm saying, yeah, you can get poked, but the referee always stops it.
Don't matter. Your eye's still going to be all fucked up and watery.
That's true. But have you ever heard of this guy?
Hell no, I never. He must be somebody because Floyd picked him. And you know, I've seen the comments. People are like, yo, have you watched highlights? This dude's a beast. Da-da-da-da-da. But they said that shit about McGregor. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude's in a whole nother fucking world. Shout out to Floyd, though.
And to be fair,
they really giving him the bag because Floyd is going over there to fight this dude in his hometown.
And to be fair, the guy that Floyd is fighting normally fights at 122. So, what? Yeah, he's fighting a guy that fights at 122.
What you mean 122?
My nigga, that's his division where he fight at.
But they have like a week before weighing.
My bad. His last fight was at 128. Says Danny. My bad.
But do they weigh in the week before the fight?
What you mean? Nah, they weigh in same day. Same day, homie.
Same day of the fight.
The day before. No. The day before.
Jesus. Do they weigh in? So the most he's hydrating is maybe 15, 18 pounds.
Yeah. The most 140. The most.
Oh, my God.
We all know Flo walk around at 147, 150, you know what I'm saying, 151, somewhere around there.
You know what they say? They say speed kills.
Exactly. But, I mean, Floyd picked him for a reason. Had a name, smaller division. I mean, no. For a person just starting to fucking, starting MMA, I don't think it's a bad route because... Well, I don't know. See the fucking rules. Like,
wait. We haven't officially been told if it's an MMA fight. Like, that's different. If he's testing the waters in a different sport, then it's okay to cherry pick.
Yeah. Of course. Hell yeah.
But all the rumors are pointing to this guy not being allowed to use his legs.
I don't think he can use his legs. But I mean, I don't know what kind of fucking fight he's gonna be honest with you, bro. You can't elbow, you can't grapple, you can't use your legs, then you boxing, right?
Well, and I quote here, we'll get that situated within the next couple of weeks. This particular bout is a special bout as far as we're giving the people something they've never seen before. The world has never seen Mayweather compete live in Tokyo. Throughout the years, I've seen lots of fans from Japan come to Las Vegas and come to the U.S., but me and my team said, let's do something different. Let's go over to Japan. As far as weight classes, we're not really worried about all that. It's all about me going out there and displaying my skills against another skillful fighter. So we both want to go out there and display our skills and give people excitement. I just want to entertain. I will speak with my team and I will let my team get with Rizin. And I'm pretty sure they'll come up with a great idea, but it's all about entertainment. And that's what we want to do for the people. I don't know. He's using the word entertainment a lot. I'm a little nervous. Is this a, I don't know, like Rocky versus Hogan? Hulk Hogan? No?
I would say more to the terms of Ali and what's the guy's name, that fighter that he fought that was on his back the whole time. But real quick, a little bit about Rizin Fighting Federation. I'm doing a fucking Wikipedia search. They created in 2015 by a former Pride Championship president. Can't say his name, worked for nothing, so I ain't gonna try it. They were broadcasted in North America on Spike TV in the past. Yada yada. Blah, blah, blah. That's not important. The first event was in December 2015. They have had 14 events so far. So Floyd's getting in on the coolest. Oh, they have 16 events so far, and Floyd is number 16. Their last event's attendance was 27,208. Yeah.
So obviously Floyd had mentioned that he was gonna, you know, come back and fight Pacquiao. So this could be a tune-up. Nishikawa has 27 fights, no losses, 21 knockouts in kickboxing. He has 4 wins, no losses, with 2 knockouts in MMA, and recently defeated former UFC fighter Koji Horiguchi in a kickboxing fight. So is this a tune-up?
I think it's a one-off.
But is it a tune-up that is like, you know, like you, like Mayweather probably wouldn't take a tune-up to fight Pacquiao, but this is such a lucrative opportunity to shake off the rust and make a boatload of cash while raising your profile crazy by, you know, really turning yourself truly global. Like, we always thought he was global or international because they knew him worldwide, but doing business worldwide, is that means global. And I don't know, I'm not excited. I'm taking it as a tune-up. What he makes is his fucking business. It's not my business. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not getting upset. People are going to be calling in or talking about it in the upcoming weeks. Like, oh, but he's making $150 million for this book. That ain't your problem. And you don't got to buy it or watch. But let me quote before. Go ahead.
I would say it may be like, since the Manny Pacquiao rematch has been talked about, him fighting overseas in an Asian demographic
would raise the market.
That's why I fuck with you, bro. You read that goddamn mind.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what would be the best thing? And now that Pacquiao is with Al Haymon, maybe Al Haymon talks to Pacquiao and they find the time to have Pacquiao be present. Be present amongst.
Oh, yeah. Definitely be at the fight.
You know, Listen. Be present amongst the people. But let me get it to a quote here. And I quote, "When I was offered this, I accepted it right away without any delay whatsoever." He said through a translator, "I would probably say this is my biggest event in life so far. I am very happy this is going to materialize. I'm a little surprised myself. Nobody has defeated my opponent in the past, and I'd like to be the man who makes history. My punch can change history. I will show that to you. So please stay tuned." And this is coming from Nishikawa via translator.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Floyd. He said, because when he said when it was offered, I took it right away, no hesitation. I was like, how much did they pay him?
Now it's the other way around, because you got to know, for how many did you go with Tenshin?
It's Tenshin, right?
Nasukawa.
Nasukawa, for him, it's life-changing, right? Like, now every... Like, come on, dude. I would have never known who the fuck is Tenshin Nasukawa.
My nigga, I would never knew.
Let alone been saying his name this many times. You know what I'm saying? So
shout to him for getting his damn stock up, for real.
You know, even if he gets a mil for this, right? Again, which we don't care what they're getting, but like the exposure. He's already a star at home. Imagine after fighting Floyd, like all his comebacks are gonna be lucrative as hell. Another quote here. I'm not particular about rules with or without kicks. He said, boxing rules, I wouldn't mind. My opponent looks taller than me. He actually is, but I think I could hit him. So again, he probably screwed himself right there in the media, much like Canelo when Canelo said, you know, I can make 152 if Floyd wants to give me the fight. This guy now saying kicks, no kicks, boxing rules, it doesn't matter to him because of the opportunity. He's probably going to have to now take boxing rules, which are better suited for Floyd and better suited for us boxing fans. I honestly don't think I would watch it live if it was a true MMA fight. I don't know. I got to see how big this sucker is. But if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. And now me and Mike have decided since yesterday, we're going to be doing this every day or every day that is possible, but you're going to be here every day at 9 a.m. So join us every day at 9 a.m. for TBV in the morning. Get your coffee and talk some boxing. And today we're talking Floyd Mayweather versus Tenshin Nasukawa. Their fight announced for December 31st. So, Mike, how do you feel about the fact that this is after Christmas? What do you think in terms of strategy, marketing, good timing, bad timing?
Bro, perfect timing, bro. Think about it. December 31st is New Year's Eve, right? So people are going to be out celebrating, out partying, out at bars. And if you're out at a bar before the damn countdown comes on, because I believe that they are 13 hours ahead of us, or 14, something like that. So if you're out at a bar and you're drinking, you're having a good time, New Year's Eve party, before the countdown comes, you can see Floyd Mayweather fight on fucking whatever channel it's going to be on. Maybe Showtime, maybe a fucking YouTube stream.
Yo, New Year's Eve, Floyd got a fight.
That's what I'm saying, man. So
crazier, though? I didn't realize it's New Year's Eve. Like, I seen December 1st, but that shit didn't even register with me. But I had already told myself, if Mayweather Promotion sends, you know, some sort of information on this, much like Top Rank sent when Pacquiao fought in China.
Going to Tokyo?
I might go to Tokyo.
You're going to Tokyo, bruh.
I mean, look, boxing has taken me so many places I never thought I would go before. And, like, why else would I go to Tokyo if not for boxing? So, like, but I might nigga, go. I might go.
If you do go, I just want you, nigga, to have that fucking...
I ain't having much of anything. I ain't trying.
No. I'm saying like have that sit down with Floyd. Like, bro,
man, we talking about Floyd Mayweather, man. That motherfucker.
I know, but bro, if I'm coming to fucking Tokyo, I'm supporting you.
You heard him.
Give me an interview.
Did he even tell us he was fighting? He told the Japanese people. He don't give a fuck about us. All I want to say is that Floyd don't give a fuck about us.
And bro, the fucking translator and Floyd would stop and fucking look at trailer like, yeah, go ahead and talk. Yeah. This guy, I was just like, man, Floyd is in control of everything, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure he got a partnership with that company too. So whatever's going on over there, man, shout out to Floyd, man.
Kyrian, for motherfucking sure. I never got a massage either. Wink, wink.
Well, shout out to Floyd, man, for just keep doing, I mean, keep fucking doing great business and like have people talking about him.
Yeah, man. This is crazy, man. I never expected. I mean, I'm telling you, boxing is fucking booming right now. And you know what? What do you think the stock is looking like right now for motherfucking Rising Promotions? It's probably rising right now.
Over in Japan, I'm pretty sure that stock price has gone up tremendously. Just the fact that you got Floyd, I mean, that's a great value. And I want to see the fucking atmosphere, like the night of. I want to see.
No, let me interrupt you because we got to talk about this. People are saying, y'all stop praising this bullshit. What the fuck? Dr. Mofongo saying, amazing. Floyd gets no heat for this. Dude, he's retired. Like, you don't have to watch it. This is a circus fight, right? It's Floyd versus a kickboxer. Floyd is retired. Like, you don't even have to be listening to this right now. But you are, because he draws you in. Now you have to make that decision. Are you going to watch it and are you not? I'm probably going to watch it. Live really depends on what the rules are. If they stay as close to boxing as possible, I would love to see Floyd in them low-ass gloves punch on this dude's face. And I would also love to be there live, whether that be in the flesh in Tokyo or watching it live, if this dude somehow lands a lucky punch and Buster Douglas is this motherfucker. You better believe I want to be there. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. And like I said, me and Mike decided we're going to be doing this every morning at 9 a.m. So, yeah, join us every single day, 9 a.m.
My fault. How'd you
Saturdays and Sundays might not be there, but some Saturdays definitely will be there, especially like big fight weeks, you know, last minute picks. We're still going to be doing our boxing betting shows, My Boxing Bets. We'll definitely do a My Boxing Bet on Floyd Mayweather versus Tenshin Nasukawa to see what the betting line is. But I'm going to go ahead and open up these phone lines. And
hey, real quick,
I'll get to your final thoughts, Mike. Let me just go ahead and play the.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
I was going to give my final thoughts after the show. I just want the people that are listening and the people that will listen. I'm trying to come up with a name for all the interviews that I do. I want to have like a name for my segment. So if you can help, if you guys have any ideas, please hit me up on IG or just comment in the comment section below. Thank you.
How about interviews with Mike? Too boring?
That sucks, bro. I could have came up with that.
Oh, really? I didn't hear you come up with it.
I know. That's why I asked the people. It's the voice of the people.
What have you come up with so far?
Huh?
What have you come up with so far?
I was in bed, man. All that shit was corny, so I ain't gonna say it.
You wanna laugh at mine, but you're too shy to say your own.
You're damn right. Let's go to the callers, though.
Go to the callers. Chicken shit. Let me see. I'm going through these numbers. It looks like we got some new callers in the house.
Mike Monolith. Shout out to Jack is the Truth.
What'd he say?
Mike's Monolith. Meaning I'm a monotone.
Uh-huh.
Drop the mic. Oh, I like that one.
Drop the mic with Mike?
No, drop the mic with drop the mic, M-I-K-E.
Okay.
That might be. Oh, mic check. y'all are getting it. Okay.
Mic check with Mike, or is it just Mike check?
Mic check, like M-I-K-E check.
Yo, we're back with another one. Mic check. How would that even work out? Because you do the yo thing.
I'm saying mic check. He is a play on Mike. M-I-K-E.
I get the play.
That's the whole thing right there. Like the play on words. Mike check. Oh, Mike check hook. Okay.
Ooh, Mike checks hook or check hook. Mike check.
Mike check hook. Hey man, you guys are good, bro. Shout out to fucking chat, man, for keeping it 100.
That's right. Let's see here. Man, it looks like we got a lot of callers.
Yeah, Mike check is. I mean, bro, it's Floyd Mayweather. Come on, what you expect?
All new guys. I'm writing
for everybody out there, man. Again, I can't say it enough, bro. Got the man pockets, bro. He is 40-some years old, 41 years old. He ain't finna come back and start fighting these tigers and lions and bears. He got a record. He got an oath to uphold. And we all know Floyd Mayweather oath means a lot to him. He goes around and brags how bad.
Who's selling that motherfucker? This is definitely selling your oath. This is the highest bidder right here.
Oh, selling, man, bro, trust me. With the rules, he ain't gonna lose this fight. If they throw hands, oh, please, bro, the fuck out of here. This nigga about to get knocked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. We shall see. Let's go out to...
Hey, Vinny, you fucking... Out of line, Vinny. Out of line.
All right. Well, whatever that is, we're going to go to Chicago, 773-424. Who's this?
Also, this is coming from Chicago. I got a couple points to make.
Whoa. What's your name? Whoa.
First time caller?
No, it's like my second or third time.
All right. Okay. What's your name?
Kevin.
From Chicago.
Kevin. Thank you. Good morning, Kevin. Go for it.
Good morning, guys. I got a couple points to make. This fight shouldn't even be sanctioned. We got a kickboxer / MMA fighter going against a 50-0 boxer. This fight shouldn't be sanctioned. That Conor McGregor fight shouldn't have been sanctioned. But Floyd's such a big draw. He brings in so much money that the athletic commissions, they do what they're told.
And real quick, man, to your point, the fight shouldn't be sanctioned. I seen a video a couple of years back, maybe last year. It was a Japanese fighter that fucking needed help to get to a fucking weight scale. Like, they actually helped him to the weight scale. He was so badly trying to cut weight. So this is a way better fight than well, not better, but way cleaner fight than that one. So shit happens, man.
Yep. But if you look at Floyd's fight with Berto, it was only did about 400K pay-per-view buys. So don't expect this fight to be some big pay-per-view moneymaker because, I mean, Floyd versus Conor was a once-in-a-thing. Conor brought most of that pay-per-view. Just like he brought in big-time money for the UFC fight. He just set the record with the Khabib fight for pay-per-views. So I don't think this fight's going to be some big barn-burner draw.
Bro, that's the thing. He didn't even do a fucking press conference for America, so apparently he's not caring about the American pay-per-view. He has enough money from where Japan paid him that he's cool. So however it gets distributed on American soil, it's more money for him. Why are we worried about the money, though? Like, why are we not worried about, like, this guy actually out there fighting? He's 40-some years old.
Did they say anything about that? About the money situation, the payouts? I don't think they even said anything like that.
Nothing yet. No information. Just an official press conference, a site. We got venue and date. We don't even have distribution. There's no TV. Nothing yet. But listen, Kevin, enjoy your morning. Thank you for joining TBV in the morning every day at 9 a.m. We're going to go out to what looks like a new caller as well. It's 760 in California. Talk to me. 912 California. First time caller.
Hey, what up, homies? Top of the morning.
First time caller, my friend.
First time caller.
Let me get and play this first time caller intro and do us a favor. Let the world know.
You ain't got to do that, homie. Hey, you ain't got to do none of that.
Well, we
hey,
still look, need your name.
Man. The name and where you call from, big dog.
It's all good.
Oh man, Mr. Mysterio,
I just want to get this. I just want to get this off my chest, homie. Don't feed into this, homie. Come on, bro. Don't even feed into this.
Who are you feeding into, man? Let me know.
Don't hype it up. Why are you gonna hype it up,
bro? You know we are reporting the news.
I could see. Okay, if he's gonna go fight, that's cool. But if you guys gonna hype it up.
Okay, that's but how are we hyping it?
I'm going out there. That sounds dumb.
Whoa, wait a minute. I'm going to have to call you homie from Cali. Listen, think of it like this. Step outside the box for one moment, right? Be Nestor's friend, right? Like, I was a truck driver, and I started this show. You got to hear me out. I started this show, this show has grown to the level that it's grown. And if Floyd is fighting in Tokyo, when else would I ever travel to Tokyo? Like, what would make a 6'5", you know, big motherfucker like me want to be in Tokyo other than for a boxing match? So I don't think you should be knocking me for saying I'm a go. If
and don't lie.
If financially it is possible.
I feel you, homie.
And don't lie. Once Nestor get the interview, you're going to click on it, too.
Nestor
interview with Floyd Mayweather.
Look, both of you guys already hyping up this old Pacquiao rematch. Homie, this is a step towards a shit match, just like the last one. Come on, we already been there. We done that, homie. You feel me?
Bro, let me ask you a question.
So wait a minute.
Pacquiao, Mayweather. Now we back at this.
Talk to me. So what is it? You don't want Floyd to fight at all?
No. I mean, he can do what he do, but as far as you guys, hype up real fights, homie. Hype up the real fights, homie.
Bro, we do hype up real fights, man.
I think you know that we talk about every single fight, though.
Man, well, you don't need to talk about every fight. You feel?
Bro, hold on, bro. I gotta quit you right there, man. Once the motherfucking king, the biggest name in combat sports, period.
Look,
he's back.
Hold on, look.
We got a report on him, man. We got to
get in the beat of where. Hold on, let me make a point.
Go ahead.
Boxing is already sounding like we weirdos, homie, because nobody into this shit. But you hyping up something that's. This don't need to be hyped up.
Bruh, you saying nobody into this, but this shit got you calling in from the West Coast.
I mean, us, yeah.
Yo,
it's
6:46 in the morning where you at, homie.
The majority, homie.
Bruh, you ain't even smoked yet, and you calling in. What's going on?
Cali, I wouldn't let you go. We got to get to some other callers, but I'm going to let you know this, big homie. I'm going to change that because I got him down as...
big homie. Yeah.
I got him down as homie from Cali now. It's going to be big homie from Cali.
Why you do that real quick? I've got a super chat from James Doherty from the Sheep Appreciation Society. Sheep have feelings too.
Oh shit, that is so sweet. You're so sweet. I almost ain't gonna play this for you.
Shout out to all the sheep out there. Go ahead and smash that thumbs down button.
Let me get to McGregor Boxing on Skype. Remember, don't type when you can Skype. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. N-E-S-T.
Ooh, hold on. Tony Williams got a good one. Big Meech from Cali.
Yes. Big Meech from Cali.
Big Meech from Cali.
Stealing people names?
Nah, we can't get Meech name. Nah, we can't get
Meech. Let me get to McGregor Boxing on Skype. Talk to me.
Yo, what's good, guys? How's it going?
All right. Oh, hey. Shit. This is Mark, right? Why you got that?
Yeah.
Gotta change that name.
Where are you going? Anyway, when it comes down to this whole thing, I don't really give a shit. Most hardcore boxing fans won't really give a shit. Floyd's going out there, he's making his bread. Who cares? Everybody's got to eat. Floyd's had tax problems. Huh?
Are you watching?
Yo, why is it that every time Floyd fights, he got to have tax problems?
I know, right? He needs the money. He spent
He spent $19 million on a watch. That's why he got this fight. Like, yo, you guys need to stop it, man.
That soundbite, baby.
That's not me saying that. I'm just reporting what popular media is reporting. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Is that fair enough to say?
That's fair, but I guess for popular media.
Y'all worrying about money too much. Why is y'all worrying about what's in my pocket?
Like I said, I don't really care how much money he has. He can do what he wants, right? And he's going out there. He's fighting a featherweight guy from Japan. It's probably boxing rules with MMA gloves. I think that's what I've read so far. The particulars haven't really been said. You asked me a question. Am I watching? No, I didn't watch him when he fought against McGregor, and I didn't watch him when he fought against Pacquiao.
You didn't watch Pacquiao or McGregor? You're not a real boxing fan, brother. I don't know why you called in.
Okay, well, that's actually quite offensive.
I'm just fucking with
no
you.
Offense,
don't.
I don't know what you watch or anything or what you do, but I'm an aspiring boxing historian. I don't care about Mayweather Pacquiao. It was a farcical fight.
You are a boxing historian. There is no way that you could be a boxing historian without Mayweather and Pacquiao.
No, wait a minute.
Hold on. As a historian, how many historians watch fights live? I didn't see Harry Greb. Nobody's seen Harry Greb fight.
Yeah,
there's no footage.
Mark, you don't need to watch it live. But as an aspiring historian,
at the time of the fight, when the fight was on at 5 a.m. my time.
Which fight is
this?
I
didn't stay up to watch it live.
Mayweather Pacquiao.
Okay.
Mayweather Pacquiao.
All right, but we're not just talking. Listen. We're not just talking Mayweather Pacquiao. One, we're speaking in general. As an aspiring historian, you should want to watch this live. This and every single fight that is available to you while you are alive. because how much better would those memoirs be? What are you talking about? You want to say you went back and watched it?
So I can't watch. So it doesn't matter if I watch it on the time of the fight or after the fight. I still watch
matters.
The fight, right?
It fucking matters.
Yeah, the elements, man. The elements around
you. It matters to you. Right? It matters to you. It doesn't matter to me, right? Point never mattered to me.
Neither one is relevant to the point, right?
You all yell over people. You're going to take an L on this, right? You're going to take an L on this one. Okay. You always yell over people, and you're going
to
take
a Now we're getting down to it. Okay, now we're getting down to it.
Tell me what I'm supposed to watch and when I'm supposed to watch it. You have a right to watch what you want to watch and when you want to watch it. I don't like Floyd Mayweather as a boxer.
I'm not telling you what to watch, bro.
Let him finish.
So I'm going to stay up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch him fight against anybody. I never have. I have always watched Mayweather on repeat. And that's how I've done it.
Okay. All right, Mark. Thanks for calling in. I just feel differently than you. I feel like as a aspiring anything, you know, you want to get as much hands-on experience as possible. I mean, the famous quote, which could be Googled, is like 10,000 hours of whatever you do makes you an expert. So if you want to be an aspiring historian on boxing, I think that people would find you more credible if you, A, were at the fights live, B, watched them live, because it's two very different things, but two very different things, because live at the fight, you can interact. You've probably seen and heard things that people don't get to see, because I've been at fights. I've been in locker rooms and hallways and witnessed things, you know? I mean, for guys, I've been in the hallways, and that's how I found Al Haymon at one time. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. And then I have to tell other people because they don't even know. Like with the 1 in 3 pictures that's out there, you would figure everyone at least knows that picture, right?
Yeah. And real quick, I was once upon a time a aspiring drug dealer. So I was out here. Rafa Edmond, Freeway, Ricky Ross, Money Making Mitch, like all the fucking drug, Blue Hill Avenue, paid in full. I was watching all that shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, not saying that it was a good thing, but I did my historical background on everything, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to
you. I don't think you was doing research, Mike. I think you were just watching movies that you related to.
I was watching movies selling drugs. Yeah, you're right.
It wasn't like, oh, shit, let me go watch this drug movie so that I could learn something. I mean, which, hey, listen to me, probably would have helped. But like everyone knows, you know,
ain't no life for that. And to all the kids that are listening out there, man, drugs are whack, bro. You ain't got to do that shit. I did it. So you wouldn't have to go through that.
Joseph in Texas. Good morning. Early in Texas over there. Central time. Talk to us.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate y'all doing the morning show, man. It really helps start my day at work.
So. Joseph,
hey, man. Hey, Joseph, let me ask you a real quick question, bro.
Fix your phone. Come on. Bluetooth is going on. While Joseph fixes his phone and I restart the clock, everybody watching on YouTube, please do us a favor. Hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. And obviously lets me and Mike know you enjoy these morning shows. Joseph, take it away.
Real quick question, Joseph. Me and Ness got a debate now. We're trying to do a morning show every morning, but Ness sometimes don't want to do a show if we ain't got a topic. Does a topic matter to the fans, or do they want to hear me and Ness go at it?
No, they want a topic to discuss.
I'm actually cool without a topic, to be honest.
I was telling Ness that every caller that they call in, please answer that simple question.
Joseph, me and you are cool usually, except today you have a really bad connection, but go for it.
All right. No, I'm sorry, man. I don't know if it's where I'm at or what. My thing is, I'm just curious to see what the rule set is and where they're going to be showing it. Mayweather posted a picture on Instagram. On his right hand, he had a boxing glove, and on the left hand, he had an MMA glove. And they said there's some kind of different organizations where they have a grappling glove on one hand and a boxing glove on the other. To me, I mean, people can talk all they want, but they're going to want to see it. Just on the off chance, because people pay so much to want to see Floyd lose. I know everybody right now is complaining, But let's be real. They're going to watch. We all know they're going to watch. We're going to watch. And, yeah, I'm tired of people counting his money, too, man. Like, you know, people get offended if we would ask them how much they bring home on a weekly paycheck. Why are we worried about Floyd's money? But that's my call, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Yo, Joseph, fucking shout out to you. Let me tell you something. The picture he's talking about on Floyd's Instagram is the same picture we have on a thumbnail. And I didn't realize that the right hand is a full boxing glove. The left hand is the MMA. I didn't notice that. I thought the fingers on the right hand were just curled down. This, yo, he better not be wearing two different gloves, Mike. This is going to... Now, this has circus written all over it. Right hand fully gloved, left hand with fingers. What the fuck is this? This better just be him showing the two different lines of combat attire. I don't know what fucking words to use, but this better not be a fight with one gloved hand and one free hand. That makes no...
Oh, my God. Damn, I just recognized that shit.
You got to zoom in. I just fucking hyper-zoomed that shit on the Instagram, and then I realized it's like, whoa, what the fuck is that?
Man, Floyd going to be fucking wearing boxing gloves, bro. He ain't fooling nobody.
He better be wearing boxing gloves. He better not get out of his box, man. They need him. He don't need them. Better not get out of his box and fuck shit up. Fuck up that pretty record. It'd be over.
Man, he been in fucking Japan for a long time, too.
He probably training out there, man. Yeah. And that's why they cloned Ellaby. They needed a new Ellaby.
Super chat from Lyndon Jones. Just remember, Floyd said he is a entertainer now. So stop going so hard on the situation, honestly. Hating or not, you're watching. Absolutely, Lyndon Jones. Absolutely.
That is true. Rick in Denver, good morning. Talk to us.
Morning. Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch. But I wanted to say the promo looked like a trailer for Rush Hour 4 or something, man. It's kind of unreal. But one quick question off point. You've been doing betting shows. Those are fucking fire. What site are you using to see those lines?
FanDuel.
Knockouts and shit like that?
FanDuel is what I...
FanDuel?
Yeah, FanDuel is what I am using. We have no affiliation with them, and we also use Five Dimes, which we also have no affiliation with. I would say use FanDuel if you're going to use anything, because FanDuel at least is like... I don't even know if they're an American company, but they've been doing business in America for a long time, is all I can say. I've been watching commercials on FanDuel forever with football, and they finally just went, New Jersey legal, so I get to use the app. I don't know if it works in your state. You got to check it state to state. But I don't know. I trust FanDuel more than Five Dimes. Five Dimes is in another country, and I can't say this. You know, Bruce... Our betting bookie, he uses Five Dimes religiously for years, upwards of two or three. But again, I use Five Dimes. I mean, FanDuel.
Yeah, because I hopped on FanDuel this weekend after your show about the knockout lines on Fury and Wilder, and I didn't see anything on knockouts. Maybe I'm just not looking in the right place.
You got to go to you see at the top whenever you click on a fight, you'll see the word popular at the very top. Then it'll say rounds or maybe fights. It's three different categories. You got to click on the rounds or also click on method of victory.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm going to be putting my money down. Some winnings are going on my Patreon for sure.
Oh, you're the man, Rick. Thanks for calling in. Have a great morning.
Hey, guys.
Let me get to some other callers here. I think I caught you mid-sentence. Go ahead and finish up, Rick. Rick, I think I caught you mid-sentence. Yep, guess not. He dunked. All right. Well, there you go, Mike.
Dr. Rick, man. Yeah, man. Folks love them. Folks love them betting shows, man. Cassius Cheney was talking about it. He was telling me that he wanted to put some money down for Wilder Fury too.
Hmm. All right. Looks like we got another new caller here in the Michigan area.
Shout out to all the new callers calling in, man. We appreciate the support. Thank you,
sir. Yes, sir. Just getting this down. We got 616-570, first time caller.
Yes, first-time caller.
All right, let me go ahead and play this first-time caller intro. Please let the world know your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut,
Travis Touchdown from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Home of Mayweather. Okay. Shout out to fucking Grand Rapids, baby.
Travis, talk to us.
Around here all the time. Seen him at the schools. Seen him at the club. Have friends that went to school with him.
What's your thoughts about this announcement he made?
Man, I'm going to support it. He's another Grand Rapids dude. I mean, you can't look at it as a boxing match. You just got to look at it as like an event, something fun to watch. You got to separate it, really. I just don't get into all the super serious, it has to be a boxing match, who he's going to fight. It's just an event. It's like a circus. That's all.
Well, all right, Travis, thank you for calling in, man. Enjoy the rest of your morning. We're going out to Dominic in Seattle. Talk to us.
What's up? Good morning, y'all.
Morning. What's up, man? It just turned 7 o'clock over there where you at.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm early for work, so I had to work up a little bit earlier. But last time I checked, Floyd was a man in the streets, so whatever he does, he can do. I mean, y'all can remember he did fight at WWE fighter back in the day. Mm. He's making money. In that picture, in the Instagram picture, he's promoting their brand.
The WWE, WWE fight wasn't a real fight. That shit ain't go on his record. That was scripted. That was scripted.
A real event, though.
But that wasn't a real fight.
It was an event, though.
It's an event, bro. Come on, man.
I remember. Didn't they say he got 10 mil for that shit? Yeah, I heard he got like 10 mil for that.
Show whatever.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you go somewhere and do some funny stuff for some money, like in like an event? He's getting paid more money because he's in that Instagram picture. He has their logo on that, on those gloves. People are gonna want to see him lose, so they're gonna tune in. Last time I checked, Terrence Crawford ain't doing this. Last time I checked, Keith Thurman, Sean Porter ain't doing this. So,
I mean,
my favorite boxer. He brought me into boxing. So,
damn.
All right, well, Dominic, man, thanks for calling in. Enjoy the rest of your morning. Listen, Mike, I mean, that's a shot. He took some shots at some of the younger fighters, you know. But Floyd's 40. You know what I mean? Those guys, they still have time to do what Floyd is doing.
Yeah. No? Of course. I was gonna say shout out to fucking Dominic for that fucking bar he did last time I checked out the man on these streets. They call me Residue. I leave blow on these beats. Hey, got diarrheal flow. Nah, shit on niggas. Shout out to Dominic, man. Took me back real quick, man.
Troy, Baltimore, holla.
Yes. Big up yourself. You know, there's a word for people who only chase money and live for money and do nothing else, right?
They call them rich, bitch. I'm just fucking with you, man. Oh. No offense.
They call whores.
I don't think Floyd is chasing money though, Troy. I mean, you don't think that money's being thrown at him?
He's not doing it for the love.
You don't think money's being thrown at him?
He came out of retirement. He came out of retirement, right? I don't think anybody was beating his door down. He's not entertaining. What is entertaining about him?
He's obviously 150 million reasons.
His lifestyle, brother.
You know what? Maybe it's me and my 2020 vision, but I don't see anything exciting, entertaining, intriguing about the man. Nothing at all whatsoever. Maybe it's just marketing and that's it. But other than that, his fights are not. And let's make this clear, right? He's no longer a boxer. People are putting him into this class where he's an entertainer. Let me tell you what. He's not an entertainer either. He's a whore. He's just doing this for money. Whores, the only difference between a whore and him is you get some pleasure from a whore. He's just a whore. Why does he keep coming back if he don't need the money? I mean, you
what
know.
What you
listen,
mean?
Bro, they offered me.
Wait a minute.
I know you ain't turned down no M's.
But wait, I hear you, Troy. But can we also talk with you?
Go ahead, man. This is where I'll be signing.
No, because you said something good. Like you said, like, you know, you call him a whore because he came back for money. But I'm like, who the fuck don't scoop the bag, B? It's out there. They giving you money. Like, listen, God gave him a talent, right? And that talent is to be a phenomenal fighter. So then you're going to tell me, after you told your children you retire, someone comes and offers you obviously enough to come out of retirement to do what it is, A, you love, B, what you are great at, and they're going to give you a boatload of cash to beat up on a dude, 122. Man, sign me up 3 times, please.
Mike?
Man, I was just going to say, look here, bro. You from Baltimore, man. You know, ain't nobody turning down no bags, man. We already know, man. Baltimore is one of the land of the most legendary drug dealers ever, Melvin Williams. Shout out to him, man. Y'all don't turn down no bags. So why you going to tell Floyd to turn down a bag?
I never once counted his money. I never once checked his pocket.
I ain't counting his money either, brother. But brother, if somebody's willing to pay another black man some money,
come on, Mike. He let you talk without interruption. Yo, Mike is worse than me with the cutting off, huh?
I'm sorry, yo, here, bro. I'm quiet.
What I'm saying is this, and I'm gonna say this right. He has a company, right? TMT, right?
Yes, the Money right? Team Promotions. Money team, money team.
I don't see him having. I see all I hear is about him fighting some little 5'4", 120-pound kickboxer. I don't see none of his young fighters standing next to him. I don't hear none of him. I don't hear him talking about his company. I don't hear him talking about none of his young fighters.
Yeah, but listen.
And my point is
for
calling him a hoe. Oh, okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize. I just told Mike not to do it.
Right. Because my point is. Right, you know, he's this man, you know, he's a promoter now, right? And he got all these people signed to him. Why isn't he putting any of these cats on the card and pushing his company and pushing these fighters? He's all about himself. He's just simply about himself. That's why I titled him a whore.
All right, listen, Troy. Definitely gave you extra time. A lot for us to take in.
I appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate you, brother. A lot for us to take in, but I'll tell you, man. If Floyd's a whore, Canelo's a whore.
Mm.
You know? If Floyd's a whore, Lomachenko's a whore. Crawford's a whore. Like, everyone out here to get the most money. AJ's a fucking whore then.
Mm.
AJ's a whore. I should bring him back on then. I should bring him back on because AJ is avoiding the big fight to whore himself off.
Mm.
So, like, look, dog, stop it. You know what I mean? But I hear you, man. I hear you. I don't understand the hate because it's like, yo, it's this simple, man. December 31st, Americans are usually, depending on your age, I would say 18 to 38. You're probably still out there partying.
Nah, bro, nah. For the record, it gets better than this. It's at 7 a.m. our time.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. So if you really don't want to watch it, you ain't got to watch it.
No. Wait a minute. How do you even know that if they haven't mentioned a distribution or networks?
I'm saying they're 13 hours ahead of us. So I'm sure they're going to be done at nighttime. Maybe 9 o'clock, maybe 10 o'clock, maybe 11 o'clock. So between 7 and 10, that's when the fight is going to be on.
In the morning.
They're 13 hours ahead of us.
So this means that Showtime would have to do it. Showtime is gonna have to do a tape delay or
a YouTube stream. Fuck it.
Yeah, they have to, because by the time they do a tape delay, that shit's gonna be all over the world. They won't be able to stop it from being on Instagram.
Mm-mm.
You know, so how do they even? Wow, this is why he didn't care about doing an American press conference. Let's get to these callers.
How big is that bag?
Back. We got someone else in Chicago. Let me see if I got this one in here in the books.
Shout out to Town, man. Love y'all. Peace and love y'all. Hot dogs too.
We don't have it in the books. First time caller, Chicago.
It's me, man. It's Ringwalk, baby.
Ringwalk Danny? Damn, what the fuck?
What a Ringwalk baby in the building.
My bad, B. Why you ain't text saying you want to thing?
Oh, man. I was just enjoying the chat. You know, I'm at work, but I just wanted to. Troy made a good point. That's Troy, right, from Baltimore?
Yep.
Yeah, he made a good point. I don't necessarily agree. He's a whore. Like, dude's trying to get the money. Like, if the money's out there, go get it. Perfectly okay with the event. However, he did make a good point as far as, well, what's up with these fighters? Like, you can get in the bag. What about your fighters? Like, you got Badu Jack, like the most humble guy in boxing, damn near, complaining about inactivity. Like, Adonis and Stevenson's about to get two fights in a year, and Badu's not. Like, I do agree as far as that. But, I mean, getting that money, shit, shout out to Floyd for doing it. I'm not mad at him, you know? It's going to be for entertainment, just like the last one was. And if people expect anything less, then they obviously don't know shit about business, really. So that's all I got to say. But he do need to get his fighters acting. On top of that, I feel like it's good to do it on New Year's Eve because from I'm in Vegas. So that's Tokyo, 14 hours. It's right outside of Tokyo, but Tokyo's 14 hours ahead of me. That means I'm going to be up 5, 6 in the morning, New Year's Eve, starting my party early to watch Floyd fight. And I'm totally cool with that. I love it. Give me something to do. Get my drinking on early. So that's all I got to say. Shout out to TBV. And hopefully we get some American press coverage on that.
Daniel, thanks for calling in. Ringwalk Danny on Instagram. Let me go out to our favorite Canadian.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain code Norway, 41 that foreplay. I'm like, no way, gotta rock like Coldplay, killing it.
OJ,
getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron Rodgers, hopped out that Dodger, dodging them cops.
Yo, boys, good morning, good morning. Yo, Mike, remember I called 2 weeks ago and I said Mayweather was going to fight Khabib and you laughed? Look, man, he's slowly seeing the opportunities out there, man. It's a business move, man. So while this guy he's fighting is some little bum.
Khabib, don't do it for him, homie. Khabib, don't do it for him. He got to fight Conor. I see it leading more towards Conor than Khabib. Like, think about it. You want a guy who's coming off a loss, somebody who just got submitted. Somebody whose confidence is down right now. Take Conor. You don't take Khabib.
If he beat if he fought Khabib, man, every UFC guy that like, you know, walks around with his shirt off and drinks like a 12 pack of beer is gonna buy that fight, man. It's really? A commercial hit. Regardless, Floyd is one of those guys that if you throw Floyd in or Conor in right now with anything type of fighting, they're both gonna sell, right? So the thing is he's gonna fight this little spring roll guy, right? Whatever. And then from there, the next guy that's up, who's it going to be, man? We don't know, right? So Floyd's already planning something. The fact that he's still active and he's coming back, I'm happy, man. I'm a huge Floyd fan. I'm a huge boxing fan. I just, it's just entertainment. Like, it's not going to be, you know, Floyd versus Pacquiao in the heyday. That never happened and never will happen. But, you know, eventually certain other aspects are going to come into play, like Floyd's age. And at some point, it's going to be like, how far and how much can he fight until he finally gets caught, until he finally loses? And that's where the excitement's going to be. Because every time Floyd fights, he's putting up that perfect record. And that's the thing that's entertaining. It's will he ever lose? You know? And I just think that that's what people are most want to see his head get kicked off. And eventually, it will happen, right? It'll happen where he'll lose. And
bro, man, Floyd is playing you guys so fucking good, bro. He's playing you guys so good. If I could, can I explain real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's doing a mixed martial arts fight, supposedly, with a guy from Japan. What does that do over here in the States? That automatically makes me and fans like you think about him fighting Khabib and Conor, and then makes fans like or reporters like that ask Dana White those kind of questions, putting his name synonymously with the UFC. Floyd is fucking a magician, bro. He's a magician at this shit, bro. Oh my God.
And then that opens up other avenues for me. What if that even opens up UFC wanting him to fight so bad?
Bro, he ain't even got to fight him.
That's what that would do.
That's
to
the whole point, though. He ain't got to fight Khabib or Conor. Y'all still talking about this guy. The biggest name in MMA and the biggest name in boxing is Floyd Mayweather, period.
And that's why people criticize Floyd. They think he's dumb. He doesn't know how to read. Floyd Mayweather is the most intelligent sports marketing person there is right now on earth, man. Like, he's playing everybody, and everyone's falling for it, and he's amazing. He's brilliant, right? And everybody hates him because no one's great, man. If you hate Floyd, if you truly – everyone listening, if you hate Floyd, it's because you're not great. If you hate Floyd, it's because you've never been successful in life.
Ooh, let him know.
It's because you're looking at your neighbor, and you're hating on your neighbor because you never could do what someone else does, man. That's the truth. You bums, stop hating. Great. That's it. I'm out. Peace.
Great call, bro. Great fucking call. You bum. Hey, Jack kills me. Are you killing it? He got super chat. Floyd versus Pikachu.
We're going to Marcus, D.C.
Yo, what's good, baby? Boxing voice off the early, man. Listen. Jose,
Marcus,
taking the match from
Marcus. Marcus, you need a booster pack on your reception there.
Can you hear me?
Now we do.
Okay. Look, Floyd understands nobody has taken the matchup from him. You know, the A-side supposedly transfers whenever you beat the pay-per-view star, and because Floyd never got beat, I don't think we've ever really had this scenario where the preeminent star went out without a transference. There's been some of a transference with Canelo, but it was in a loss, which is crazy. That being said, because no one has taken the mantle, it's not that Floyd is brilliant. He just still commands the power. There's nothing brilliant about doing that. It's simple. It's not even that brilliant. Hey, take fights where there's a lot of interest, where there's minimal risk to you.
Bro, hold on. You got to quit right there.
Not the whole time.
Before we even said not Nasukawa today, you ain't know the fuck he was. So how's the fucking interest in Floyd fighting him?
You said how come there's an interest? Because yeah. Jose had said the one thing. Because they're the same people Howard Stern would listen to. The people who listen to him because they liked him, and the people who listen to him who hated him. But he had both people still as the audience. There are people who want to see Floyd who do not like this style of business, which has transcended down to other fighters who had not put the work in which Floyd could do this, okay? There are fighters who hadn't taken the fights Floyd had who are now sitting out fighting one time a year doing the Floyd model when it's not really good for boxing, okay? So there are those people who want to see him lose. Whoever the guy is, whatever he is, I hadn't heard of him, and you know we haven't heard of him. It's only relevant because Floyd's fighting him. Does that make Floyd well,
at,
no.
At the end of the day, it's a smart move.
Does it make it for us who has a very small palate for boxing? Yeah, we're going to watch it. But the reality is that Floyd has an expense habit, okay? He has expensive habits. We always see when he's counting those monies, when he's winning those million-dollar bets in Vegas, but you don't see the $8 and $9 million losses that he takes as well. So we know what his motivation is.
Speculation, Your Honor. Speculation.
No, it's not speculation. He's buying $18 million. I'll walk through the math. He's not a good investor. We know this. We know how much money he's getting.
Misleading,
out of
Your Honor.
The federal rate.
Misleading. Nope. $19 million watch has nothing to do with losing bets. How are you correlating the two?
The two are their expenses, Ness. You know what I'm saying? They're not assets. They're liabilities. Neither one of them makes you
one,
money.
One real expense and expense. One hypothetical that you're making up out your ass.
No, there's plenty of people that have reports about Floyd Mayweather's losing habits in there. But anyway, none to say this. He's taking a soft touch that pulls in a separate market, which is correct, which is the MMA market, to get a higher payday than he would fighting a regular boxer to push off into the Pacquiao in May. And it's smart. The fact of the matter is smart. It's not brilliant, but it's smart. And so we'll watch. You know what it is. We'll watch.
Marcus, thanks for calling in, brother. Enjoy the rest of your morning. But you bugging, man. To say that Floyd isn't intelligent, that he's just doing what he's supposed to do because he's a draw. No, man, he's intelligent. He's tapping into a market that no other American boxer has done. He's doing what no other American boxer has ever done. He's literally a walking blueprint. Like
fall back, man. But Ali did have a fight with a mixed martial art dude too, long time ago.
Yeah, in Tokyo.
I think it was in Tokyo. As a matter of fact.
Well, you should find out instead of making me look bad.
Ron G, baby, wake up. I know you know for sure.
Making me look bad off of speculation.
Bro, I ain't making you look bad. I ain't tell you say shit.
Let me go to this block caller. Hopefully it's not a troll. Talk to me, Mr. Block Caller.
So you guys ain't going to bring up the Mexican-style scoring with Devrachenko and Jacobs? Devrachenko walked down Jacobs the whole fight. And Jacobs was on the ropes the entire fight. You guys are talking about Mexican-style scoring. Like Canelo was supposedly walking down Triple G, but Triple G was never on the ropes. Triple G was always in the center of the octagon, center of the ring.
Center of the octagon? Center of the octagon?
Center of the ring, MX.
Shout out to you, big homie. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you.
Oh, he is funny. So Devrachenko won in your eyes? What was your scorecard?
He's still there.
Devrachenko clearly won. If you're judging off the Canelo versus Triple G fight, if the way they want to score that fight, how I guess Canelo was supposedly walking down Triple G.
So what's
style.
Your name? What's your name?
Rah, rah, rah.
What's your name, buddy?
Kevin from Chicago.
Kevin, so what YouTube channels do you frequent that you're saying that we should be scoring with the mindset, you know, that if GGG walked them down, blah, 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 blah. I mean, why are we going with
Boxing
that?
Boxing Geo, and this channel is mainly the boxing channels I follow, and both you guys are talking about, oh, Canelo walked them down. He walked them down. What happened to Mexican style? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, the same thing can be said for Devrachenko versus Jacobs. Devrachenko walked down Jacobs the entire time. The only difference is Jacobs was actually against the ropes. Devrachenko actually put Jacobs against the ropes, had him on the ropes.
You totally watched another fight. How are you going to say Jacobs was against the ropes?
I was listening to the chat, bro. I wasn't. I quit getting kept in my time.
But thanks for Kevin. Thanks for calling in on the wrong topic, as you normally do. Rafi! Bring that motherfucking pain.
What up, Rafi, baby?
yes. No pain today. No pain today. Pain free. Put your pain meds away, Ness. It's just a nice friendly call today. How are you guys?
Oh, see, you can't. You're not young enough to do battle every round.
You gotta pace yourself, bro. Pace yourself. You know what I'm saying? Some rounds you come with a jab. Some rounds you come with those liver shots and the hooks to the temple. You know what I'm saying? Today, I think I'm jabbing, but if you stir me up, we can get to those liver shots. You know what I'm saying?
Don't stir him up, baby.
It all depends. It all depends how you feel about this fight.
Well, I'm thinking about jabbing, so I'll start off with a few jabs. Yeah, it's a nice little circus act from Floyd. You know, nice little circus show, sideshow. Like Muhammad Ali fought the wrestler back in the day. That was a horrible fight, mind you. Horrible fight. Was this going to be horrible? I don't know. But if we're jabbing, then it's a nice little circus attraction. Will I watch it? I won't prioritize it, but I'm sure I'll catch it at some point. If we're coming with the hooks, then you have to wonder if the rumors are true that Floyd is more of a spender than an investor. You know what I'm saying?
Where are you getting these rumors, and why does TMZ, the biggest fucking gossip site, never release, oh, Floyd's tax evasion, Floyd broke money, Floyd lost $8 million in Las Vegas on a bet, but yet the boxing fans that call into the Boxing Voice, they know all about Floyd's money and his habits.
Well, it's more of a question, you know, it's more of a question. Is he more of a spender than an investor?
I didn't know the question started with the rumors. Of is he an investor or a spender?
Okay, I see you covered a few hooks there. All right. Okay, so well, that is the question. Is he more of a spender than an investor? We see him buying.
Man, listen. I'm going to tell you what you see him buying. You see him buying a $19 million watch, and he still ain't crying broke. You know what else you see him buy? A $30 million mansion in Miami.
Dumb shit. Does that remind you of another boxer? Do you remember another boxer who bought some ridiculously large fucking mansion? Oh no, it wasn't a boxer. Was that MC Hammer?
No, that was a boxer. That was Mike Tyson. Uganda? But you can't.
Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, MC Hammer all did it.
Yeah, but you can't compare Mike Tyson to Floyd.
All them fucking guys did that stupid shit.
Can't compare those guys to Floyd. First things first. There's an interview that I did with Danny Garcia, right, where he's talking about his mansion that he bought in Miami. And I don't know, there's something going on in Miami amongst the rich. And maybe you guys could Google it and give me better information. I never bothered to check. But during that interview, he was asked about the house. And, you know, they was like, wow, it's a very expensive house. Why would you buy it? And he's like, because it's something to have to do with the taxes.
Yeah.
With buying a house in Miami.
No state tax or whatever. Down
there. Oh,
well, maybe Evander.
Think about it. If you spend $30 million cash on a house in Miami and it's tax free, how much did you save? How long do you have it there? How much equity do you have now that isn't deductible? Right. I'm no genius at this shit, but I'm just saying. But Rafi, it was good beating you up this morning. Have enjoyed your day.
Obviously, and Floyd got a mansion in Beverly Hills, so that's like real estate equity right there. So that shit can sell.
But I'm sure that's the taxes is the issue. So that paying them taxes, that's the issue. But anyway, again, we're not real estate agents or brokers.
We're a bunch of jokers.
We're a bunch of fucking jokers.
We are a podcast. So
I'm having a hell of a laugh at the fact that there's so many people upset at the fact that Floyd continues to fluff his pockets, line them up. You know what's funny? What's funny is these guys, Mike, that again, I never seen TMZ report Floyd lost $8 million on a football bet or a boxing bet or anything like that. Oh shit, Rob called in. Rob, call us back, Rob. I can't even call this guy. Oh, here
we go. Yeah, but you never hear a TMZ or the fucking Shade Room or Baller Report reporting on Floyd losing any kind of money. The only thing that I've seen, like Floyd bodyguard get shot or something like that, somebody hating on Floyd because they want to shoot at him, something like that, but never a fucking point to where he's been robbed or lost a whole lot of money or anything like that.
I don't think Rob can pick up. So I am your host.
You could have been any.
Nestigus. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NeshGTO. Final thoughts. Bro, how could I be mad? I didn't even know this was happening. It wasn't like, you know, it was rumors or anything. It was just like, boom, wake up to this. And it's like, fuck it. I'm packing my bags. Me and Mike, we out to Tokyo, man. Super chatted up. We trying to get to Tokyo. What's good? TBV. You love us, help us grow, because we need to grow. We need to get to 100K before December, and this is how to get there. Mayweather fighting is going to help us get to 100K for sure.
We got to contact that motherfucking
60 seconds
or whatever. Oh, and see it's rising and see if we can get somebody on the phone and see if we can have a breakdown of how it all came to pass.
Work on it. Give them your social media. Let's get up out of here.
Follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. Y'all know how I feel about it, man. Let Floyd do his thing. Quit hating. Hey, quit counting his pockets, too.
Hey, listen, subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/ The Boxing Voice. We exactly are at 89,293 subscribers. We're trying to get to 90,000 and eventually 100K before the end of the year. We might be back at 12 o'clock if Mike could find a good enough topic.
Ten seconds.
There's a couple of them out right now, too.
Let us know in the comment section what to come back for. Lunchtime show. Peace.